Hello, hello. It's Kat Rezon with A Dollop of Positivity. I'm a Pop-Up Bagels subscriber. Of course I'm going to make you listen to me take the first bite out of a frozen and then defrosted in 350 degrees baking temperature for 7 minutes. And you get to hear my first bite of a cinnamon raisin bagel. So I used to stick it in the microwave for 30 seconds and then toast it for, I don't know, whatever settings the toaster oven air fryer combo would like. Anyway, pop-up bagels, it's really good. It may be coming to a city near you. Who knows? They started in Westport. I remember grabbing my first batch because it was an extra one on, and they posted it on Instagram. I immediately flew my new car to that location. Couldn't figure out how to park my car, like where. Couldn't figure out how to grab them, but finally did. No regrets. Ever since then, I believe that was in 2020, we've been getting them, and now I'm a subscriber. It's all good. It's not just a phenomenon. They are really good. You should try them. Some people complain that they only get a variety. They can't pick what they want. Well, for those of you in New York on Thompson Street, if you got to choose the bagels you wanted, it might take a while because I always have a hard time deciding, well, how many of the plains do I want? How many of the salted? How many of the poppy seed or everything or sesame? And on the occasion, there is the cinnamon raisin. So, of course, I ordered more of those and freeze them. But I just ate my last one yesterday and you got to hear it. So check them out, popupbagels.com. I highly recommend them. And if you have extras, just throw it in a freezer. I put them each in a sandwich bag, seal it, and then freeze it. And the best result, I think, is if you freeze it as soon as you get them or 1 to 2 days after you get them. If you know you're not going to go through your dozen, if that's how many you get. Anyway, how do you eat them? I have done the grip and dip. Essentially rip them apart, dip it into the cream cheese bucket. By the way, dill pickle is my favorite. And also the cannoli chocolate chip cream cheese is really good. And a lot of butters are really good too. The orange flavored one has been really good. But I also have eaten them hot, right out of the bag. No schmears. And then finally, you can slice them in half, smother it with the cream cheese or butter, or make sandwiches, like I occasionally do. The last one I made was actually with fried egg, avocado slices, and some kimchi. Really good. So have fun with your pop-up bagels. They're worth getting online for and waiting online for. And if you don't have to, like the locals here in Connecticut, you just pre-order them and pick them up. Easy peasy. They're ready for you by the time you make your pickup time. So I'm not being paid for this. I'm not getting free bagels for this. I just really love them. So check them out. Till next time. Oh, by the way, they're on Instagram and they are on Facebook. If you have any thoughts about these bagels, or if you have a favorite bagel joint, let me know. Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page. Call me, text me, email me. You know how to find me. Till next time. Bye now.